Seconds only in this our home.
Ready?
End.
And here's our home. Keep pure and sweet and free.
It's still overshot. Sing it, ladies. Ready? End.
I wasn't here last week, so I know that you congratulated yourselves.
Yes.
So I just want to say from me and everyone I spoke to who was at the concert, you guys are beautiful. We've reached a level together. It was just incredible. The content, the voice, people loved it. And people compare. I didn't realize this. I forget, but people compare us to the times they heard us before. We have followers. And they thought this was the best sound we ever had. Everyone. So I think it's great. Just a quick report. Alan's going to give a report on tickets, and together we'll do the money thing. You should have a preliminary report on the money.
Yeah, this is just a preliminary report because some of the money has not come in and some of the numbers need to be checked. But basically, we did quite well. Remember, through Jeff, $11.99 paid the first estimate. In order to book the place, we had to pay an estimate for what the total cost is going to be. So we were blessed by having Jeff's union pay for that first estimate, which is about $9,000. In general, as I said last week, this was really a group effort. I mean, a lot of people put a lot of work into doing the work that needed to be done. So overall, we sold about 700 tickets. The house was 800, so we should have sold 100 more, but 700 is not bad. From Skirball itself, that is from the tickets that they sold, we're getting a check for $10,000. We deposited about $17,000 ourselves from tickets that we sold here, and the journal came in at about, again, some of the checks are still coming in, so that we don't have a final number, but it was about $20,000. So we overall pulled in about $36,000.
Yay!
So really, really awesome. It really was a tremendous success. Not many tickets were sold on the web. 82 tickets were sold by people going to the web. 14 tickets were sold by people calling up on the phone. So really, the bulk of the tickets were sold by us. And that's really important for us to remember going forward. That's the way we sell tickets, is members of the chorus taking the responsibility and selling the tickets. Will, if anybody wants any more details, I'd be happy to talk with them. We'll have a final report after the next board meeting, which we won't be able to report until the beginning of the year.
And the board has some self-criticism of ourselves, and that was really very good discussion about what we can do better next time around. So we're not going to share that with you tonight, but we'll be dealing with that stuff out. But what we'd like from everyone else who feels that you can, we know all the positives, we don't have to hear any more of that. What we'd like to hear is a few of your criticisms in the best sense of love. What you think we can do better. So if you can write that down, give it to any board member. Board members, raise your hand if you don't already know us. Any board member, just give it as long or short as, no, under 100 words. So that'd be great. Now, there's a serious problem I have. Tomorrow, there will be a nationwide demonstration for 5-15. We've been involved in that on and off in the last couple of years. Chorus members have really responded. It's freezing with you guys on 125th Street, right? And other times, and it's always been, well, and many times it's been in the dark. I mean, we weren't in the dark, but it was nighttime. So we need a really tough crew of people for tomorrow morning. So we have a banner, and the banner needs two people to carry it. I'll be one.
What time is it?
So it is 5:30 a.m.
Oh my God.
It will be dark. It won't be too cold. It won't be too cold. It's at 9 o'clock. It's a bright clock, right? Old time sake. So can I, is there anyone who will hold the other side of the banner for me? With me.
Wow. When are we done? When are you done?
We will be done in about 6:30, about an hour.
It's going to rain tomorrow, right?
And then we're going to walk to a McDonald's, you know, in the neighborhood. Huh? Okay, good question. Good question. The reason the reason for the early is that it's a countrywide protest. The sun rises in the east, and so we get the sun first. If we get our voice in with the media, then it rolls through the country to the west. So people in California, when they wake up, will say, oh, those New Yorkers, they were out in the dark. They were screaming. So we've got to follow that. So it's in a way, that's the thing. And in fact, it works. We've always done it that early, except for that one demonstration. So I'll ask one more time. Last time. Then we'll take one time. Is there someone's gonna hold up the other side of the panel with me? Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, we've got to announce about the change of the day for party.
Oh yes, thank you. We made a little, the board has made a little change in our scheduling. So this is our last rehearsal.